call it food or manna from the heavens. Skaftin literally means a lunchbox, and a Skaftin bus is changing the landscape of nutrition and in a greener environment. Lawrenceville is a bustling inner city suburb, humming with activity. Once a farmland, it appears to be returning to its roots. The bus sells fresh and dry goods such as rice, beans, sugar, and spices. Residents are required to bring their own containers, avoiding plastic packaging. It serves a dual purpose: cost reduction and going green. Founder Ilka Stein and her team of 12 people conceived the idea during the country's hard lockdown. It allows people access to healthy food without having to travel too far. They've turned a decrepit old bus into a portable grocery store in 3 months. The seats were removed and replaced with shelves and food containers. Stein says hunger in the community inspired this concept.
With a group of young people, I started to explore what are different business models, social enterprise models that could help community members to gain access to food. On one of our trips of our exploration, we came across one of those zero waste shops. That those shops are in the upper market area and not in communities. Just buying the quantity that you need, taking out the package, brings the price down. So you can actually stretch your money a little bit further and still have access to nutritious food.
While environmental sustainability is traditionally practiced in more affluent areas, the Skaftin bus crew is educating impoverished communities about the importance of ridding the environment of single-use plastic.
Once people are inside the bus and we start to ask, like, did you bring a skaftin or did you bring a container, then we can start to explain on saying, why do we actually are hoping to reduce single-use plastics?
And the complex almost finished. They just got finished now, which is something that people are buying more often, especially cornflakes and oats.
On board the refurbished bus, customers have access to an array of daily essentials. Store assistant Sanele Sibisi weighs an item, and the customer buys only the quantities they need, a boost for sustainability. Sibisi says the concept has been a game changer for destitute families who can no longer buy groceries in bulk.
So during this COVID, people, they were lacking a lot of food and income. There was no income. So if you are not working and you don't have enough income, it's actually affordable to come here and buy what you need at that time. You can say you want a rice for 10 rand. With 30 rand, you can make supper. You can buy rice, beans and salt and or spices. We have paprika, we have everything like that. It's beneficial to the community because most of them, those people who are here, are not unemployed.
35-year-old Tulesile Msibi is a regular customer. The Johannesburg mother says she's now able to afford food items she was unable to purchase at a retail outlet.
For me, I think it's cheaper in a way that you can go with any amount that you have, you know, for the fact that you have to wait and then get at least enough for what you have in your pocket. Some of us, we are not working to this lockdown issues and everything. Most of us lost our job and we really cannot afford to take care of our families. I like this thing because of the idea of weighing, so you can take any amount that you have.
The Skaftin bus also sells fresh produce sourced from a local farmer a short stop away. Owner of the Bertram's inner city farm, Rafilwe Molefe, has been farming fruit and vegetables for the past 19 years. She sells the organic produce to locals at affordable prices. Molefe also teaches the concept of soil to table to agriculture students from the University of Johannesburg. She says her farm has been providing free meals to Lawrenceville residents for years.
The reason why I started farming, I saw there was a need in my community. Yes, I harvest a lot and giving back to my community. I cook for them. And when COVID struck, when people lost their job, they knew that they will come to the farm and get food. So people who come to buy vegetables, and they can even order online to say, we want boxes of 1, 2, 3. Then I take there and deliver. I invite the principals to bring the children so that I can teach them. Children should know that they can make their own food. They mustn't know that food comes from Checkers or Pick and Pay. They must know that they can grow their bean and harvest it and eat it.
The Skaftin bus has employed 4 young people who initially started as volunteers. It said necessity is the mother of invention, and this bright idea is definitely food for thought. Prabhashini Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.